This is Akashvani, the news read by Sharanya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that his government's model of development is nation first, which focuses on satisfaction rather than appeasement. He said, people have tested, understood and supported this model and therefore gave his government the mandate for the third time. The Prime Minister was speaking in the Rajya Sabha while replying to a discussion on the motion of thanks to President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of both houses of Parliament. Taking a dig at Congress, the Prime Minister said the Sabka Saath Sabka Vikas model of governance is incomprehensible for the Congress as the whole party is dedicated to one family. Mr. Modi said the journey from being a developing to developed nation passes through infrastructure development. He said 25 crore people of the country have moved out of poverty and become part of the new middle class. Mr. Modi also talked about Mudra Yojana and Startup India scheme, saying the initiatives are fulfilling the dream of millions of people. He said the government has prioritized skill development, financial inclusion and industrialization to foster growth. After Prime Minister's reply, the upper house adopted the motion of thanks on the president's address, negating the amendment of several opposition MP by voice vote. Later, the Rajya Sabha was adjourned for the day. Meanwhile, the issue of deportation of Indian national from the USA rocked both houses of parliament as the opposition demanded a discussion on the issue. Making a statement on the issue in the Rajya Sabha, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said the process of deportation of illegal immigrants is generally accepted principle in international relations, asserting that it is a collective interest of the nation to increase legal mobility. India has strongly condemned the destruction of the residence of Sheikh Mujibur Rahman in Bangladesh by vandals. In response to media queries, spokesperson of Ministry of External Affairs, Randhir Jaiswal, said that Sheikh Mujibur Rahman is a symbol of the heroic resistance of the people of Bangladesh against the forces of occupation and oppression. He added that all those who value the freedom struggle that nurtured Bangla identity and pride are aware of the importance of this residence for the national consciousness of Bangladesh. Mr. Jaiswal said that this act of vandalism should be condemned. The 38th Surajkund International Craft Fair, a unique confluence of color, art, crafts, music and cultural heritage, is starting from today in Faridabad. Union Tourism and Cultural Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat will be the chief guest on the occasion. The program will be presided over by Haryana Chief Minister Nayab Singh Saini. Addressing a press conference about the event, State Tourism and Heritage Minister Dr. Arvind Sharma said Madhya Pradesh and Odisha are participating as a theme state at the fair. The minister said, in the past 10 years, the charm and attraction of the Surajkund Mela has increased with a large number of foreign countries participating in the fair. Public sector bank have shown a significant improvement in key financial parameter during the first three quarters of the current financial year 2024-25, with a record net profit growth of 31.3% year-on-year to achieve the highest ever aggregate net profit of ₹1,29,426 crore. The finance ministry said that the public sector banks have made an aggregate operating profit of ₹2,20,243 crore in the first 9 months of the financial year. The asset quality of the banks has also improved with significantly low net NPA to total loan ratio at 0.59%. The aggregate net NPA outstanding has come down to ₹61,252 crore during this period. In men's cricket, India registered a dominant 4-wicket victory over England, first ODI of the three-match series in Nagpur yesterday. With the win, the men in blue are leading the series 1-0. And that is the end of this news bulletin.